Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is a podcast about my life in audio form. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting. This is August 20th, 2018, and that means it's day 20 of the Dog Days Podcast Challenge. A challenge where podcasters attempt to create a podcast a day in the month of August. And so far, so good. I'm going to rinse this out. And my theme this year is... What is it? Oh, yes. Family words, phrases, memories from a childhood that make me smile, mean something to me. And by sharing these with you, you become my extended family. This... What's today? The 20th? So the 20th is my first bicycle. It was a big red thing. I think it had 26-inch tires. It was much too large for someone in... Maybe I think it was 10? 9 when I got it? I might have been 10. Well, again, big family, remember? I have a big family. We can't get bikes every year as we grow bigger. So my parents did kind of what they did with clothing and purchased a bicycle that I would grow into, which was rather dangerous the first year or two that I had it because I wasn't really big enough to ride this bicycle. My older brothers had, what was it? They were smaller tires. I think they were the 18-inch with the banana seat, the chopper bikes, not a chopper, but you know, the sissy bars and they had those kinds of bikes. And I liked riding those bikes. They were more my size, but, for whatever reason, my parents, God bless them, got me this big red behemoth. And it weighed a ton. So when I first got it, I wasn't even big enough to get on the darn thing. I would have to stand on a rock. I couldn't. It was like a horse. It was just too big to get on. So I stood on a rock and I would sort of push off the rock and hope for the best while I started pedaling. But I couldn't sit on the seat even when the seat was at its lowest setting. I was only, I think I was maybe 4 foot 10 at the time, and this bike is way too big. And of course, being a boy's bike, it had the bar across the top, so I couldn't sit on the bike and pedal at the same time. So the whole time I rode this bike, and it was a one speed, and there are hills in Marquette, Michigan, the whole time I'm standing up, putting all my weight on one pedal, then throwing it all the way over to the other pedal. And I remember I was out riding one time with a buddy of mine. I think I was still about 10 years old. And we were cruising down the sidewalk and there was a car that was in its driveway, but the back end stuck out over the sidewalk. And I ran into the back of that car and I fell off the pedals. And you can guess what happened. And I was singing soprano in the boys' choir for a little while there. Yipes! I think it was soon thereafter that somebody got a carpet remnant and wrapped it around that top bar. So at least I had a somewhat comfortable place to sit until I was tall enough to sit on the seat, and then eventually grew into this in sixth or seventh or eighth grade, whatever it was, as I was growing older. I do remember... In fifth grade, we had yearbooks. They were only very small things. It was more like a paperback magazine. And Andy Gregg, we wrote something about another classmate, something memorable. And I would ride that bike to school, and I would lock it up. And Andy Gregg wrote in there that Chuck had a big red bike. And for some reason, that sticks in my mind. I never even thought about that until today. So the... Yeah, I rode this bike for several years, and I do remember it finally getting older, getting a little rusty, getting harder to pedal. The bearings were going out. I think it was maybe in high school. Yeah, I know it was in high school because I know what the next bike was. It was a paint job on a 10-speed. Went from orange to blue, but that's a different story for another time. We had a carport. We grew up in an old Victorian home. I've mentioned that. And the cars would park alongside the house. And then there was a roof. And this roof was, I'm going to say it was 10, maybe 12 feet off the ground. And well, maybe I'll tell you the ghost story about that thing one time. But I don't think that's in my list, but I'm going to add it. We had a big winter storm, and my brothers and I had to shovel off the carport. There was a lot of weight of snow, and we had to get that off of there. It was about 2, maybe 2.5 feet. And we shoveled all afternoon, and we pushed it all to the one side of the driveway. And we had ourselves, and honest to goodness, 6-7 high-foot snowbank just from the snow that we dumped off of this roof. And the roof was maybe, I don't know, I want to say 16, maybe 18 feet by 18 feet with tar paper covering. Shoveled it all off, got the weight off of there, made this big snowbank, and we jumped. We jumped into the snowbank. And right about where that snowbank was, I'm trying to remember, it was later that same year that we had a ramp. We put a ramp up on that carport. And no, we didn't take the ramp off of the carport and you know, ride off of it like Evel Knievel. But, you know, teenage boys being teenage boys, we sent the bike off. We launched that thing. And it came down on the front tire. And the tire and the rim were okay. But it bent the fork back so badly that the tire was jammed against the frame. And that bike was just never rideable again. So that was the demise of my red bike. I don't know how we ever disposed of that thing. It's not something you just push out on the curb and the garbage men take it away on Tuesday night. I'm surprised I remember what night garbage night was. Hadn't thought about that either. Wow, this bike is just churning up all kinds of memories that I didn't think about before. So that's my story of the red bike. Got it as a birthday present. It was way too big. Grew into it. Grew out of it. Moved on with other bicycles. And, you know, it's funny today. I don't even own a bike. For the first time in my entire life, I think it was about a year ago that we donated the last bicycles that we had. In fact, Julie just took Donna's mountain bike. We don't own any bicycles. I just realized that. I have owned a bicycle since I was 10 years old, and now we have none in the house. None in the garage. None anywhere. Huh. And you know what? I really don't want to go buy one right now. I have no interest in owning another bicycle right now. I don't know what that is. I've always had fun riding them. Throughout my life, it's been, you know, when you're a teenager, before you can drive, your bicycle is your primary means of transportation. And I went everywhere on bicycles. I went, in fact, when we were in Marquette a couple of weeks ago, I told my daughter, I said, I would start at the top of this hill on 3rd Street, and I had the timing of the traffic light down at the bottom of the hill. The 3rd Street hill went down, you pass Bluff Street, you're halfway down the hill, you get to Washington Street, you're going through traffic, and then it drops down another level. And then you hit some railroad tracks and go over that. And I would wind up, it's like as soon as the traffic light hit a certain spot, I would count to a certain number and I would take off. And as the light just turned green and the cars weren't moving yet, I would blow through the traffic. I really hope nobody was running a red or a yellow going on Washington Street, the cross street. And I would go through there probably about, I don't know, 30 miles an hour or so. And then I'd go down that final drop on the hill, coast across the railroad tracks, of course, lifting everything I had off of the seat and handlebars and flying as lightly as I could because it just rattled the fillings out. And I would make this kind of 45-minute tour around town. And I can't believe I made it. Good grief. What a stupid thing for a kid to do. Well, that wasn't on the red bike, fortunately. That thing would have. Anyway. All right. I hope you have some fond memories of your bicycling days. And if you still have one, you know, put a description on it. What kind of bicycle do you own these days? Let's go on the Dog Days of Podcasting page and share our bicycle memories there as well. That takes care of it for today. Hopefully you found this a little thought-provoking, memory-evoking. If not, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. And have a good night. Bye.